because he had my son.
According to you, you were locked out of the house. Is that right?
Yes.
Was her brother-in-law the reason?
He had left in the middle of the night because of argument, disagreement, or whatever. He actually thinks their child is my child.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Inshallah Muhammad and his girlfriend Nicole Anderson are suing Nicole's sister, Shayna Anderson Brown, and her husband Gary for illegally locking them out of their home and for a false arrest.
Order. All rise.
Case number 177 on the calendar in the matter of Muhammad Anderson versus Brown.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Are you two ladies related?
Yes.
Your sisters?
Yes.
This is what I gather from this case, which is a little convoluted. You bought a house. It was a duplex house. You purchased the house a couple of years ago and decided that you would live in one side of the home and you would rent the other side of the home to your sister and her boyfriend. You did that, and according to what I'm reading between the lines, for the 2 years that they lived there, they paid their rent, and then at some point, they gave you notice after the second lease was coming to an end that they were going to move out. When did you give them notice that you were moving out?
At the last day.
Give me the date.
November 5th.
On November 5th.
2012.
You told them that you would be moving out in 60 days.
Yes, with a 60-day notice.
And you were going to move someplace else.
Yes.
Well, it seems that when February came around, your other place wasn't going to be ready for another month.
Yes.
So what did you do?
I called her and informed her to go down there and pay the rent because we needed another month before we could move.
Did you do that?
Yes, I went down with the rent.
You went down with the rent in February?
Yes.
And who did you see when you went down?
My sister and Gary.
And tell me about the conversation.
Well, I went down there with the rent. She refused. Gary gave Inshallah a call, letting him know that I was down there and he also needed to be down there. And they got into a phone confrontation. And my sister told me to hold on to it for a few more days. A few days passed by. She come up with this new lease with just my name and my kids on it without Mr. Inshallah.
Do you have any children together?
Yes.
We have a son.
How old?
2.
Did you ever sign the lease?
I did sign the lease, yes.
You signed the lease alone?
Alone, yes.
Is that because you were having difficulty with him?
It was because my new place wasn't ready. This was a month-to-month lease.
Do you have a copy of that lease?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it. Okay, so it was just a month.
Yes.
Then things got sort of nasty because, according to you, they not only locked you out of the house, but Mr. Brown put some of your furniture outside and some of your furniture was ruined. And as a result, you were illegally locked out of an apartment. You were never evicted. Is that right? You never filed eviction proceedings, but you did go to get a restraining order against him. When did you go to get a restraining order against him?
The following day after he had called.
Date?
I believe it was February the 6th.
On February 6th, after you had had this verbal discussion with him, what was the problem with them staying for an extra month?
There wasn't any problem if we could have talked, Your Honor. What had happened was I came down ready for work one morning. She was outside crying with the kids next to her crying, unable to get to work, and the kids unable to get to school. He had left in the middle of the night because of argument, disagreement, or whatever. He actually thinks their child is my child. Yes, and
Oh, just a second. Did he leave in the middle of the night?
Yes, he did.
Why?
We got into a argument. I slept on the couch, I woke up, and he was gone. Well, he took my cell phone, so I couldn't call. So I went downstairs knocking on my sister's door to use their phone to see where he's at, but I couldn't get in touch with him.
And on what date was that?
I don't recall.
Was it in February?
Yes.
This was before the new lease came into effect, Your Honor.
So this was before this lease that was just in your name?
Yes.
Okay, so at the time you signed the lease just in your name, the two of you were fighting.
Yes.
And this new lease started on February 1st, 2013.
Yes.
All right, so now you have a property that's yours.
Yes.
Not yours. You understand that?
Yes.
You hadn't paid rent there, and he re-rented it to her alone, so he can't illegally lock you out. Yes.
The new lease he wrote up used my deposit from the first lease as a deposit.
How do we know it's your deposit?
Look at the last page of the list, the lease. Look on the last page.
Your Honor.
That's $500. Shh.
Just a second. It says tenant Nicole Anderson shall forfeit previous $500 for the security deposit, which was used as a repair by the tenant for lack of labor. The $750 security deposit shall be returned at the end of her tenancy. That doesn't say your name.
No, that $500 was applied to the lease because of the labor I done when we first moved into the property.
So what?
They used my deposit, our deposit that I had on the second lease.
Show me that that money was yours and not hers.
It was ours.
Jointly?
Yes.
They re-rented the apartment to her alone, so they can't illegally lock you out. You've already given notice. Now, what furniture do you claim was destroyed?
My father's personal things from his office that I had covered up in the corner of the yard. They totally just threw it, piled it up on top of my truck and trailer with no respect for it.
Are you back together again?
Yes.
Since when?
Since right after it happened. I mean, we never
what
really...
Do you mean?
We
Since
never,
right
we never broke up.
Listen, yes, you did. Yes, you did. You may have not broken up with her. She broke up with you.
Yeah.
She broke up with you.
When we would argue,
he would leave.
When
he
we would get into arguments, she would get in our arguments.
We're not talking about her. We're talking about her.
Yes.
And you.
Our arguments.
Where'd you go in the middle of the night?
To the new house to start fixing it up so we can't have a place to move into because the people just moved out and I took the job to clean it up and get it ready for us so I had a place ready for us to move in as quick as possible.
You know, I don't believe a word you're saying, sir. Would the police ever call to your house as a result of domestic violence?
No.
Did you ever call the police?
Yes.
Then what did you call the police for?
Because he had my son.
Mm-hmm. He had our son. Because he took the two-year-old.
Yes.
And he took the two-year-old because you had had an argument.
Yes.
And you were concerned about your son's safety?
Technically, no.
Why would you call the police?
I just wanted to know where he were.
And what did the police tell you about his whereabouts?
You don't know.
Did you file a police report?
No.
Did he come home?
Yes.
When?
The next morning.
Any of your property destroyed?
No.
So the only property that allegedly was destroyed belongs to him?
Well, our furniture, yeah, it was...
Well, how was your furniture destroyed? You tell me, not him. I'm not interested in what he has to say, actually.
Gary moved our stuff out of the house.
On what date?
I am not sure of what day.
Well, just a sec. Where were you living?
At the time, I was staying in the new house.
Great. Well, that's what I want to know. And on what date did you finally go to get your stuff out of the old house?
I don't know the date.
Was it in February? Was it in February?
No.
Was it in March?
Yes.
And you had been living in the new place since February?
Yes.
Did you pay rent in the old place in February?
Yes.
Did they pay February's rent?
Yes.
Nicole paid February's rent for under the new lease, Your Honor.
She did?
Yes.
Yes.
On what day in March did you go back to get your furniture?
I never went, so...
On what day in March did he come back to get furniture?
He did not come back in March. He came May the 12th.
May 12th?
Yes.
We're unable to rent the place out.
May 12th?
Yes.
Mother's Day, I believe it was.
When?
May 12th.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When for the first time did you file to get your property back?
April the 11th, we went to court.
Is what you're telling me that this case has already been adjudicated in small claims court?
And later today...
Because we had some bad weather in the city, I asked her, did she have insurance?
I don't believe that a natural question, a brother asked his sister, I'll borrow your car because the weather's bad, but do you have insurance?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Angela Muhammad and Nicole Anderson claim Nicole's sister, Shayna Anderson Brown, and her husband, Gary, owe for an illegal lockout and a false arrest. The defendants are countersuing for damage to their home.
Now, they owe you nothing.
nothing.
Ma'am?
Whatever you like. You have 30 seconds.
I came back several times to get my property, and while I was there...
Show me a police report that you came back with a police officer to get your property.
You're right here.
No, that's not a police report. Those are cards.
They wouldn't give me a report.
That's not my problem. I don't read business cards. Listen to me. I don't read business cards. Do you know how you came to court? Do you know how you came to court?
Yeah.
When for the first time did you file to get your property back in small claims court?
Actually, April the 11th, we went to court for the things. He settled to give me $1,000. I get my things, but he didn't give me back my things.
Is what you're telling me that this case has already been adjudicated in small claims court?
No, it hasn't.
Sure it has. You went to small claims court April 11th.
Yes.
And who was supposed to give who $1,000?
He was.
So what I'm hearing is he was supposed to give you $1,000.
Yes.
And he didn't do that.
No.
I don't collect judgments here.
No, this wasn't for you, but they told me the things...
I don't collect judgments here.
But they said the things that he damaged to mine have to be on a new lawsuit.
I don't collect judgments here. Now, you have a counterclaim.
Yes, I do.
And your counterclaim is damage to the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go to court on April 11th? Yes, the answer is yes. Did you address that issue with the court?
No, this is a claim that's...
Listen to me, you had the opportunity to address it to the court.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't. I'm not hearing it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a judgment that was not satisfied, he was supposed to give you $1,000, go execute on the judgment. I'm not helping you. I'm not an appellate court or a collection agency for small claims court. Do you understand? Goodbye.
Your Honor, bodies are excused. You may step out.
How can you sign a new lease and I was never out the place?
He leaves, comes back, leaves, come back, they fight.
She has no respect for me.
Because he's crazy.
They used her as a pawn almost.
They didn't want him there. She already know what type of man that he is.
They breaking up our whole family. If I didn't have a son involved, I would have just left.
That's my sister. I love her. I'm going to protect her.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jones versus Jones. Step forward.
24-year-old Danielle Jones is suing her brother, Dennis Jones, for damaging her furniture during a move and for wrecking her car.
Ms. Jones, this is your brother. He was helping you move, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that while he was helping you move, he damaged some furniture of yours. You want him to pay for it?
Yes, Your Honor.
And then later on, he borrowed your car and had an accident?
Yes.
That we'll talk about. I want you to tell me about this move.
Yes, ma'am.
You asked him to do you a favor?
Yes, ma'am.
And help you?
Yes, ma'am.
And what furniture did he damage?
I had a coffee table set.
And what did he do to it?
He pushed it inside my car, like real rough, like he was agitated about something.
He's not responsible for your broken furniture, unless he did it purposefully.
I believe he did.
Well, I don't care what you believe, unless you can prove that he did it purposefully. He doesn't. If somebody's doing you a favor and they're helping you move and they damage a piece of the furniture, they're not responsible for the damage unless there was some willful, aggressive act. If he picked up the table and threw it, he would be responsible for it. But in his answer, he says with regard to any damaged furniture that there was, if you wanted perfection, you should have hired a mover. You asked him to do you a favor. He was doing you a favor.
It was a favor for a favor. He wanted to borrow my car, and it was a Saturday night. I really did not want to be without my car on a Saturday night. So I told him, I was like, I'll let you know. But we had already planned to move. So because I guess he felt like I was leading him on or I hadn't gave him a flatter answer.
Well, Ms. Jones, I don't care.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How can you drive a car without liability insurance? That's against the law.
I could not afford it.
Then don't drive.
But at the time, Dennis was driving when he had three.
I don't care.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Danielle Jones claims her brother, Dennis Jones, damaged her furniture during a move and then wrecked her car. Dennis says the accident happened because he was tired from the move.
Now you want to tell me about the car?
He asked to use my car.
When? What date?
February the 1st.
And was that the date of the move?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so after we moved the furniture, he asked to use the car to go see a young lady. That's what he told me. He texted me early in the morning.
Did you ask to borrow the car?
Yes, I did.
Good.
Okay.
What happened with the car?
What happened to the car is I was so exhausted from helping her move that I had an accident.
Well, then that's your fault.
Well, the thing about it is, Your Honor, I asked her earlier because we had some bad weather in the city and there was a lot of accidents going on. So I asked her, did she have insurance even before I got in the car? And then when I did borrow the car, I was so exhausted, I dozed off.
Well, then that's your fault. You fell asleep at the wheel. That's your fault. You don't drive a car if you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could have hurt yourself and you could have hurt somebody else.
Yes, I understand.
So she had insurance. She probably just had liability insurance,
well,
not collision
insurance.
She had
no insurance.
Who cares? What did that have to do with your accident? I mean, I don't believe that a natural question, a brother asks his sister, I'll borrow your car because mm-hmm. the weather's bad, but do you have insurance? What are you doing without insurance? Is not an answer.
I chose between keeping my car and keeping it insured. I couldn't afford it.
Just a second. I'm asking you, how can you drive a car without liability insurance? That's against the law.
Yes, ma'am, I understand it. Just at the time, I could not afford it.
Then don't drive.
But at the time, Dennis was driving when he had the wreck.
I don't care. If you don't have insurance, then you don't drive, because if he had an accident and hurt somebody else, you wouldn't have insurance. How long have you been...
Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, when was the last time you paid for the car?
I'm still paying on my car.
That's not what I asked you. It's a leased car. I'm asking you when the last time was that you paid the lease.
I paid the lease actually yesterday.
Would they have received the payment already?
Yes, ma'am.
Before that, when did you make a payment?
2 weeks prior to yesterday.
How much do you pay them?
It's $336 a month. $166 every 2 weeks, bi-weekly.
Now, tell me about the accident.
The accident.
You fell asleep.
I fell asleep. I hit a car that was parked on the side of the street.
So you hit another car?
I hit another car. And I have to pay for damages for that car as well.
Oh, you do? I want to see the pictures of your car. Did the guy sue you?
No, he didn't.
Are you paying him?
Yes, I paid him. He told me, he gave me an estimate. That night, we just exchanged information. He could barely speak English. He just wanted to, I gave him my ID in good faith.
How much have you paid him?
I paid him $400 out of
$1,000. That's more than $1,000 most of damage to my car, though.
Can I see an estimate of the repair work for the car, please? It's going to cost her $3,300 to fix the car.
Yes, ma'am.
There is something here that says to me that you have to be responsible for most of that because you took it upon yourself to drive the car and you drove the car when you were tired. But something in here, in the sense of justice, indicates to me that she knew she wasn't allowed to have that car on the road without at least some kind of insurance, liability insurance. So there has to be some sort of penalty for that, but not much, because even if she had liability insurance, would have covered the cost of what you paid to the other car owner, but it certainly wouldn't have covered the repair work to her car. Right. So for not having the car insured properly, madam, it's going to cost you $300, but I'm awarding you $3,000 on your claim to fix your car, judging for the plaintiff, in the amount of $3,000. That's all.
Those are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I said that he needed to be kept as cool as possible.
Your dog got sick.
Will this dog groomer come clean?
I kept asking him, what did you do to this dog? He was sprawled out with his legs out, and he was totally out of it.
Judge Judy.
I think the decision was pretty fair.
I don't feel like I owe her anything.
I did know that I was driving without insurance.
First of all, I was helping her move all day.
I know my brother, he should be more than willing to be responsible for the damages.
That's my sister, still love her, but hey, I don't agree with it.
I was shocked. I fell out. I was hysterical. I woke everyone up.
She was pretty upset, pretty irate.
It's been strained. There's no communication right now.
I hope that we can reconcile from this and get past it. Mm-hmm.